down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite.
Oh, yeah. Now we're going to get a bite. We're going to use DOA lures.
Yeah, really. We've been really on a good freshwater trout bite with the DOAs.
Yeah, well, what can I say? You know? I just felt like Andy Griffith, you know?
Hey, I like the guy. I like him. They got some, I've heard some, they've got some old CD. It's got like him, his song, and a whole bunch of real old ones. And there's ones, Fishing Worms.
Yep.
Everybody wishing they had Fishing Worms. Find them on the sidewalk, crispy as a chip. Chop them into pieces. Put them in your dip. They're Fishing Worms. Always like that.
I'm going to use that for an intro. Boys and girls, moms and dads, children of all ages, you're not going to believe this.
You don't want to listen.
I got to tell you, guess who's across in the chair today in front of the studio audience? Mark Nichols, DOA, he's here. You guys, I know you don't believe this.
That's scary.
And I don't know why nothing's working.
I'm a set-in.
There he is. Wow. The crowd's going crazy. Yes. Here they
are.
It's Mark Nichols.
Come on, folks. Sit down, folks. Come on. God, that was deep. You got all those little toys on there, don't you?
Oh, man. God. I love the play. I just love it. Mark's sitting here looking at the, you know, this is Mark Nichols, the owner of DOA, inventor of DOA. He's got so many great products. I mean, I sell thousands and thousands of his baits a year, and people catch so many fish with him. And now here he is at our studios in downtown Charlotte Harbor. And he's
I gotta go get sick. I'll be back in a minute. That's way too deep. And man, I'm telling you.
Oh, man.
People come want a picture with me. I'm like, are you sure?
I'm sure. You're one of my heroes.
Ain't that weird? Hey, we have fun.
I've known you for a long time now, and I got to tell you, when we were a little dinky tackle store, I remember this, and I will buy your products as long as your company exists. I'll buy everyone I can buy. When my store was destroyed by the hurricane, I had nothing left. My store was gone. My house was gone. I had a beat-up truck that was beat up from the hurricane, and we're sitting here and we're doing stuff, and we weren't sure whether we could reopen or not reopen. A box comes from Mark, DOA. This big box of lures, and he says, Frank, we hope you get back in business. And you never charged me a dime. It was just came out of the blue. I never forget that.
We
that
never
was one
charged
of the nicest.
For that? I got to
get that. Oh, God, you got to get back. You got to get that invoice back.
Man.
Sorry, buddy. It's a lure.
All right. Spike in sales. Yeah. We finally got a spike in sales. I've been ready. Dang it.
I tell you what, I know you don't like that kind of stuff, but I'll never forget that. You're one of my heroes in the industry, and thank you so much for coming to our tent sale. Did you have a good time?
Oh, it's awesome. The number of people you get, the enthusiasm that's here is very cool. You got some total novices, and you got some really experienced people walking the door. So
aren't
it's
they
really
just
cool.
The nicest people on the planet?
Yeah, real friendly, eager to learn, you know, quiet. Most of them don't tell you how to fish, which is rare, you know, and these people really listen. And it's always cool to come to something like this where you can really be hands-on. And to have the tanks here where you can demonstrate the bait, that's huge.
We decided last year when you came, we wanted you to have a tank to throw lures in. And it got a little crowded because we only had a couple of tanks. This year we put in a tank for everybody so you could take more time with people. And did it work out okay?
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome. You know, a picture, you know, is worth a thousand words.
Well, we've had, I brag all the time. I have the best customers in the world, the best clientele in the world. There is nobody like the people here at Fish and Franks. I mean, the customers. I got a great staff. And
I probably do. Yeah, you do.
But we try and, when I'm going to spend some of the money they give me, giving it back. I mean, we bought fishing simulators. They come in, they fish on the simulators. And, you know, we get these casting tanks, and we get you to come. I mean, and it means so much to everybody for you to come and help them learn how to use their lures.
Sure.
Because I got to tell you, when you're sitting there and you're trying to explain stuff and using your fingers like I'm doing right now, like anybody can see me. Guys, I got my fingers in my hair. I'm twisting them around. You know, I'm a nut. This is not right. But it means so much to be able to see that, I think.
Oh, it's big. You know, so many folks, they want to learn. Some of the guys can be real macho, but when it comes right down to it, they're going to sit and they're going to learn and listen. And it's really cool to, like at this show here, last year I did it. I had four people come to me that bought stuff last year and goes, you know, I tried it the way you showed me, and man, I'm doing better than I've ever done. And that's always cool. You
it's
know,
the
that's
most fun part about this business, isn't it?
And it's like you say, you got people at your store who are interested in fishing. So when the people come in, they're interested in showing them information and helping them out, which is critical.
But that's what we do at this thing. And to be quite honest, I would go to shows, especially when I was in beginning in the business, and I would meet pro staffers and stuff.
Right.
And pro staffers are okay, but it's not you.
No.
And I was lucky enough in life to meet you and become friends with you, and you at least you put up with me well. And
I was going to say the same thing about you. But,
but, you know, to get them to know, be able to understand who you are and the lures you make, and you're just a tremendous amount of fun to be around, and you know so much about it, and you invented the lures. Who better to learn from? That's what we tried to recreate here, was to give our customers a chance to get to do what I did and meet you guys.
Right.
And they really appreciate it. You don't know how many times today, you know, you, Eric from Miralure,
right.
I mean, all the guys who are here, Jim from Rapala, all these guys, and they just can't believe they actually got to sit and you took the time to show them a little way to twitch something or flick something, and it just was
you know,
amazing.
You and I are very much the same, you know.
Somebody
may consider you blah, 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 but bottom line is we're just guys that love to fish.
Yeah.
You know, we got into it because we were guys that love to fish. And then, like, mine made itself a business, but I'm still just a guy that loves to fish. And so, you know, when you talk to people.
You're a guy who remembers where you came from and what it was like to start.
Always, always.
That's the hardest thing for some of these guys in the industry to remember.
Some of them think fishing is important. Fishing is a tiny little industry. I love what I do. I couldn't be happier,
but we sell toys.
We sell toys.
When it comes down to the basis of it, there's nothing going to heat your house, get you to work, fix your toilet. We sell toys.
We sell fun.
And that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
And to give them a little confidence, and then the best part about this job is the customers, because they come back with all these great stories.
They're glowing
stories.
It's always huge.
Oh, yeah.
Huge.
It's amazing. I just love it. Let's go talk for just a minute about your lures. Your hot one is the Airhead.
Airhead's the newest, latest, greatest.
And me, I'm hooked on your paddle tail shads. That's my bait of baits. I think
you, anybody who's a good jig fisherman who can put on a paddle tail, you can go and catch fish anywhere you go. It doesn't matter, bass, redfish, trout, flounder, it don't matter. They will eat them.
It's just, well, if a fish eats a fish, it's going to eat the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's simple as that.
It ain't rocket science.
And, you know, I've taught thousands of people how to fish a DOA lure because it is the shrimp.
Right.
I take them into the bait tanks. I say, stand here. Now look at that shrimp. Watch it go. Mm-hmm. And that's how you use the DOA. And
right.
It is a shrimp. And
right.
You just tell them. And once they see a shrimp move, people think, I guess they really don't understand how a shrimp swims
or
moves.
Yeah. They want them to jump all over the place constantly, and that ain't what they do.
No, it's not at all.
And I really have to beat on people that they got to let it drop to the bottom initially, because if you're used to throwing a jig head, the shrimp glides down 3 times slower than a jig head would. So,
which is what makes it work.
Which is what makes it work, but it's got to get down before you start moving. And if it doesn't, you're going to catch your jacks, your ladyfish, because it's going to be way up in the water column. When I get that bait just touching the grass or scraping the bottom, that's when I'm getting my snook and my trout and my reds and all that. So, you know, it's weird the way, if I'm just talking about redfish, I will throw a cow with a jig head all day long.
Right.
If I'm waiting, then I can pick the world apart with my shrimp.
Now, when I tell people to fish that shrimp, and this is a great chance for me to learn if I'm explaining it right, I tell them to throw it out and let it sink.
Right.
And now, once it gets down, I tell them to hold the rod tip up for a minute and crank slowly, and then I have them slowly lower the rod tip over till once it comes up, and then I get
to let it do its drop back
down
toward the grass.
Slow back down.
And typically, they're going to hit on the drop.
And then I tell them, if you don't get hit, raise that rod tip up while you're slowly reeling. But I don't really stop that much. I tell them it's super slow, raising the tip up to get the shrimp to glide up, and then dropping the tip of the rod down to get it to glide down.
That's a very good theory. I do tend to give it a short snap, but I am always cranking the rod. I'm always keeping it moving. So, I give it a snap, and all I'm doing is trying to make it flash to pick up its attention. And same thing as lifting it up in the water column and letting it drop back down on the water column. I've had people say, this is the only way to do it. And it ain't no way I do it, but they catch fish with it. And so I just shut up and it works for me. And ultimately, you know, if you got confidence in it, you're going to fish it harder. You're going to catch more fish with it. And another thing, too, I'll fish that in a lot of current where I'm casting and letting the current sweep it. At that point, I may not be cranking it at all, but the current's going to keep the line tight for me.
The current's cranking it.
Exactly. Yeah. The current's doing the job. Exactly.
So, I got to tell you, I just can't believe you're here on Radio Fishing. This is cool. And you came to Fishing Frank's twice. I mean, talk about punishment.
It's scary, like, ain't it?
I mean,
I know.
Who did you lose a bet with who?
Well, I don't know. I just, you know, they tell me at work, they say, Mark, you got to go there quick. And they didn't tell me where it was. So I thought it was somewhere real important or something.
That's what
so
it was.
I came here. I was like, wait a minute. This is the place that gives away free pizza after 3 hours. So I got paid 2 slices of pizza. You know, that's not bad. You know, I come here, you know, and I come with a box of baits. I end up leaving most of them here, so I probably lose money there, too. But, I don't know about this. I'm going to get them to remind me about this show next year.
March. I got to be in Texas in March. Really.
Dang, I'm busy. Oh, that date. What is that date? Oh, bummer, that date. Man.
One of your forgotten little secret things is the weight on the bottom
little
of the worm
pinch
hooks.
Weight. Right.
The pinch weight.
Right.
I love that little thing because I can cut it in half, adjust the sizes. I can put it on, take it off.
Exactly.
That's a great little add-on. And you've got rattles you can put in your things or pinch on the weights, take the weights off.
Yeah.
There really isn't much if you're adjusting the lure. If you go to the DOA section, you've got all these cool little toys.
Mm-hmm. That's, you know, a lot of people that I fish with, we play with stuff. And, you know, with the Airhead, our newest bait, I can fish it with a screw lock wormless hook. I can fish it with a jig head. I can put a piece of foam in it and put a worm hook in it and fish it like a top water. I almost confuse myself with all the garbage that I can do with this thing. And a couple guys that I work with that catch the, they call it a puppy drum if it's less than 30 inches in North Carolina.
Yeah.
And these guys were using the Airhead under a popping cork, under one of our deadly combo popping corks.
By the way, the oval one, my absolute favorite bobber of all time.
Yeah.
I can make that thing sound so good.
It is dumb, simple, stupid, and works so
That's
good.
Why I like it. It fits
it
me.
Is so user-friendly.
But anyway, back to the guy's puppy drum.
They took the Airhead under a popping cork, and they threw my popping cork with the Airhead under it, and they were crushing 40-pound reds.
Really?
And I'm like going, you got to be kidding me. So tomorrow I'm going to be fishing, and I'm going to use the Airhead under it and store it in some deeper grass flats. Because if they'll eat a plastic shrimp and you've got something with much bigger silhouette, I think there's a lot really good chance I may pick up some really big trout with it. And it's it makes sense, you know, and I don't try it.
Have them let me know what happens.
I will.
Know you're kind of busy, but you know the people we deal with from your office all the time, they're amazing.
Yeah, they're good
and
folks.
You guys do such a great job, and I'm not trying to blow smoke up your butt. I'm really, really appreciative of the business and the friendship that we've had over the last many years.
It's all good.
But I'm really curious to find out if that Airhead works underneath that bobbin cork. That's got to be crazy.
It's got to work. I mean, you know, you look at this stuff, you know, I wasn't the first person that fished under a popping cork, and it came to me, you know, and I got a lot of demands to make that, so I did. And then I didn't use it for 3 months because I thought it was hokey as hell, excuse the expression.
Right, I get it.
And
don't worry, we have disclaimers on this show. It's real.
He didn't say that.
Yeah, it's fine.
I finally tied on an 8-year-old kid, 7 casts, 7 fish. I'm like going, you got to be kidding me. And his fifth fish was a 7-pound trout. So at that point, I realized these aren't just for baby fish. These will catch real fish.
So you're using Airhead, under a popping cork just with a hook or leadhead?
Using generally the screw lock or just one of our worm hooks.
So using the worm hook.
Because it'll just slowly fall down.
Okay, as you get it that...
Yeah.
What I like about yours, believe me, is you actually put a weight under the bobber.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, okay, the little metal beads are cool, but they don't do anything.
No, they're just flashy.
And I like it that I can hit it, and I get that really nice pock out of it.
Yeah.
It's got a great sound. I mean, it sounds like I'm doing Star Trek or something, but, you know, it's got a really cool sound.
Yeah.
And it's deep and rich. That's what I look for redfish.
Right.
But, so you're just tying the hook, going right below the popcorn. You're going to get that big jump when you snap it.
Yeah, and a lot of flash.
I wouldn't even have thought of that.
And a lot of flash. Yeah, no, it's going
to... So much for Fish and Frank. Yeah, you're cool. I just never put it together.
I'll let you know. I'm kind of like going, that just... It's stupid. It makes sense.
Do you cut the... Is he cutting the tail like you do when he does it?
I like to cut the tail, but I'm not going to cut it initially. No, because it's so flashy. And in a situation like that, where it'd be a real hard beat on that flap, I think I'm going to leave it whole.
Yeah, I'm real curious.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, you know, I guess maybe we shouldn't be talking with new ideas on the radio, but, you know, it's a heck of a shot. It sounds really interesting.
I like the
bigger silhouette.
Exactly.
It's a bigger silhouette. It's got to work. I mean,
fish are stupid. You know, we try to give them too much credit.
Yeah.
Get his attention, let it sit there so he can see it. Eat it, you know.
All right. Well, I know you're going to get going. You got a long drive ahead of you. And thank you so much for being at Tenso. You're going to be here next year, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm pegging you down now. Third Saturday of March, Mark. I'm on the calendar.
Oh, man. I got a calendar.
I'll give you three. How about two pieces of pizza and chicken wings?
Dang, are you serious?
I'll even throw in a soda.
Wow. Wow. I didn't get that this time. Well, something to look forward to.
Anyway, guys, Mark Nichols, owner, inventor, the guy, I mean, he is DOA.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I know, but I'm sorry. For the rest of the world, we think you're cool. You know, I mean, I should know better, but, you know, I just don't.
It's scary.
Anyway, this is Fish and Frank and Mark Nichols. And we're at the tent sale at Fish and Frank's. And if you haven't made it down here, please come next year. We just had a ball today.
Bye, so. Opie. Bye, Opie. Bye, Andy. See you guys.